on that. That was interesting. Right after we docked, after that, is when the general was informed that the helicopter that was going to take me out of the base and back into the city where I had come from initially, which was also the same helicopter we were going to board to do some spraying, so that I had requested so that I could just witness how they do this, had just been shot down by guerrillas half an hour before that while we were on the water. Apparently the chopper was accompanying another plane, another dust cropper, and it just got shot down. You know, those vessels, those machines have to fly really low for the product to really stick to the leaves of the coca. So the guerrilla just shot it down and they killed everybody, basically. And that was a pretty sobering thought, because I was supposed to be on that chopper and that could have just happened to me. The general told me, look, I have to evacuate you right now and I have to send somebody to rescue my men. At that point, the crew of the chopper was still alive. So they took me back, and the same chopper that took me back to the city of Florencia, which is just a little town bordering this region, went back where the chopper had been shut down. And when they got there, they found all the crew dead. And I learned that night in Bogota when I watched the news. I saw what had happened, and then I saw that the general had decided to set the chopper on fire just so that the guerrillas would not get a hold of any of it. So that was pretty wild. It's going to continue to happen, and it's happened before. But nonetheless, the fact that I lived it was really, really sobering. And even though I am from Colombia and I've been pretty much born reading these types of news every day, I had become some sort of immune to it. That really woke me up. Because, you know, you see things up close and personal.